Choir directors are creative, resourceful, dedicated, and sometimes completely out of ideas. Not to worry, the Choir Ninja Podcast is here with solutions you never saw coming. Get ready for some training, wisdom, and inspiration from the masters. Let Ryan Guth guide your journey to becoming a choir ninja.
Hey there, Choir Nation. This is Ryan Guth with the Choir Ninja Podcast, and today we're going to talk about credit. That's right. We're going to talk about your credit score, and we're going to talk about some things that are really important that I feel like I need to help you with, especially if you're a new teacher out there in the choral world, because there's some things that I did when I was real young to set myself up for success financially. And believe me, I spent over 10 years in public education while I was doing some other things in the business world. But still, these principles apply. And I caught some very scary things when I was just out of college that I never want my young listeners to have to even worry about. So I want to talk with you a little bit about why it's really important for you to monitor your credit. Okay, so number one, unfortunately, lots of people that you're going to need down the road care a lot about your credit and your credit score. Now, why? These are people that are going to be loaning you money. And truth of the matter is, there are some amazing resources out there that banks provide. One, mortgage, right? A mortgage is an incredibly inexpensive loan. Yes, people say pay your mortgage off early, this and that. That's totally fine. But what I have to say about the mortgage is that it's very cheap money. It is a way to leverage this credit score of yours and your income in order to get a very inexpensive loan. Nowadays, mortgage rates are like super low. And you're talking about a bank lending you, you know, several hundred thousand dollars at a time in order to buy a home that is an investment that potentially will appreciate in value over time. So you're going to need a great credit score if you want to get that real inexpensive loan. How about insurance companies, auto loan companies, furniture stores? Even though I don't think you should be spending your money on financing furniture purchases, but these are people that are going to extend credit to you in some way. I want to stress the insurance companies, especially auto insurance. Auto insurance is one of those actuarial algorithm type companies that really, really care a lot about your credit worthiness because they directly link your ability to be trusted with money to your ability to be trusted on the road. So if you have a great credit score, chances are your auto insurance premiums are going to be lower. So we're gonna get to how you can do some quick fixes on your credit score real soon, but I wanted to at least go over why this is really, really important. Okay, so I can't leave out your future employers are going to be people that are going to be looking at your credit score. It is not uncommon in the 21st century for employers to look at your credit score when you're applying. They want to see if you can be trusted with money, and your credit score says a lot about you. So if you can be trusted with money, then potentially you could be trusted with their money, okay, as an employer. So maybe if you're not in the education world, because I don't think that I've seen a credit check yet for educators, but if you're looking for a part-time job or you're looking to transition and do choir part-time or whatever and get a job in the, you know, the private business world, chances are you're going to have an employer that's going to check your credit. So that is another reason. So that's the whole sort of first reason. People care, right? The second reason is your peace of mind. You want to know what is out there about you, right? You want to see this credit score. You want to maintain control of this credit score because you want to be the one that's in control of the information that's there. Number three, It helps you set quantifiable goals, right? A credit score is just that. It's a score. And just like a football team wants to get a certain score in order to surpass the score of their opponent, it's a quantifiable goal. So a great credit score is anything above a 750, right? Above 800 to 850, I mean, you are in the very, very low percentile bracket of people that actually are have been able to achieve those scores. So cracking 800 is a real achievement, but being anywhere above 750, you're in real good shape. You're in real good shape. If you're above 700, you're in decent shape, right? Anything below 700 could really use some improvement. So we're going to help you with that today. Number four, I'm not sure if you realize this, and this came from my fiance Amanda, who is an HR director. She told me recently a statistic that one in seven people's social security numbers is being used by someone else. And she actually sees this regularly. She runs background checks for people in her company, and she has to deliver some bad news that she's seeing multiple people in the United States that are here legally. They are, you know, natural or naturalized citizens or native citizens to this country. People who, you know, grew up in an average town, an average state, that their social security number is being used by one, two, three other people at a time, potentially racking up medical bills, racking up credit cards, things that are going to be reflected on that credit report. So you need to know. Okay, that's number four. You need to know who else is using your social security number, and hopefully no one else is. And then lastly, number five, you need to catch errors. There are errors that you're going to find on your report. There are multiple errors that I catch every year on my report, and I've been monitoring my credit ever since I was in college. And I'm 33 years old now, and I've been on top of my report since I was like 19 years old. So I even caught a terrible error that my own university made, and I'm not going to talk about my opinion on the bursar's office, but they made a terrible error with a student loan and were reporting delinquencies and that were completely in error. And if I hadn't caught that, we would have been talking about potential months or years of reported default that would have destroyed my credit score. So I happened to catch these things. I reported them. They were fixed, and they are wiped completely clean. So you got to be able to see those, find those errors and fix them. So those are the five reasons, right? People care about your score. You need peace of mind. You need quantifiable goals. You need to see if anybody else is actually using your identity, and you need to be able to catch errors. So let me just recommend a tool for everybody to use. If you're 18 years old and you're in college, if you're nearing retirement, you need to get this stuff under control. So I'm gonna recommend, and believe me, they do not sponsor this show, okay? I'm going to recommend Credit Karma. So Credit Karma is spelled CreditKarma, creditkarma.com. And I use them because they're free. You will have to put up with, you know, particular advertisements within the site that helps, you know, obviously fund the website, advertisements for like low interest credit cards and things like that. And just mind you, I'm not talking about like general financial strategy now. That's not something that I feel I'm willing to speak about to such a broad audience, because it's different for everybody. But as a teacher, as somebody who has been here and done this, I'm specifically talking about credit score stuff right now. So general financial strategy for right now, and you know, Go listen to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is great. You know, he has some what he calls the baby steps, that if you're somebody who needs a little bit of help, just understanding some of these things, these finance things, a little easier because you're a beginner, you know what? Go to Dave Ramsey and listen to his podcast. He's got a great podcast. So get into Credit Karma. It's free. You're going to have to put all your information in. Okay, you're going to get two scores. You're going to get two of the three credit bureaus. You're going to see TransUnion and you're going to see Equifax. You're not going to see Experian on Credit Karma. If you want to see Experian, you're going to have to go to Experian.com and sign up with them and get your free credit report with them. You might not see your score. Okay, sometimes they charge for a score, but at least you'll see your credit report. Okay, let's just go back to Credit Karma for a second. I mentioned three bureaus, right? You have three credit reporting bureaus that different lenders are going to go to pull your credit report. And all three of them are going to have different information about you. Some are going to exclude accounts altogether. Some are going to even potentially misspell your name. Some might think you live in one address. Some might think you live in another. You just have to understand that they don't all talk to each other about everything. There are some things they do talk to each other about, but in general, you have these three bureaus that you need to figure out whether they have the right information or not. Okay, so Credit Karma gets you two of the three. Like I said, with Experian, you need to go to them directly. Okay, when you go to the dashboard, after you've input all your information, you're going to see those two credit scores. You can click to view the score details. And within there, you're going to see different things. You're going to see what accounts you have open. You're going to see the length of your credit history. You're going to, or like average length of your credit history. You're going to see inquiries on your credit report. Like every time somebody that makes loans or an insurance company or your leaseholder for your apartment complex or something like that, they're gonna be in those inquiries, hard inquiries. Okay, you're gonna see derogatory marks. You're gonna see your total credit card utilization, meaning let's say you have $20,000 of total credit extended to you between all of your cards, and you're using $10,000, okay, you're going to have a 50% credit card use, right? You're using 50% of the credit that's extended to you. You want that number to be under 30%, okay? Under 30%, and that's going to greatly impact your score in a positive way, okay? So that's one area for you to look at right off the bat is credit card use, okay? Total accounts, things like that, that's not really a very high impact thing. Okay, hard inquiries, the credit bureaus realize that you have an inquiry every once in a while because of a new lease or insurance company, something like that. So that's pretty low impact. Okay, the things that are really high impact is that credit card use being under 30%, your payment history being 100%, meaning you are always on time. Now, I want to separate that from the fact that when you pay a late fee because you were 4 or 5 days late on a credit card payment, okay, that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about being like having a lapse, meaning another bill has been issued and has come due, and you're over 30 days late, and then you're over 60 days late or 90 days late. Those are payment history issues. Okay, you want to go in there, view the details in that score report about your payment history. Make sure it's at 100%. If it's not, I'll tell you what to do in a second. Okay, and you also want to see derogatory marks. You may have a judgment, a collections notice, a tax lien, a bankruptcy, something like that, a judgment of some type. Like if you were sued in a civil court, you would see that there. Okay, those are the three things you want to focus on, right? Your credit age, you really can't do much about that. Okay, so if you're 25 years old, you're going to have a lot less credit age than somebody who's 45 years old. Your total accounts, that's not going to make much of a difference, right? You want to have credit. That's important. You want to have some type of established credit. So If you don't have any accounts right now, or maybe your only account is your student loans, but you don't have any type of revolving credit, then what you want to do most likely is get some type of credit card that is no annual fee, that maybe you only charge gas, right? You only charge something that's really easy to pay off every month. Like gas, I say, is because it's fixed. Like I know that I fill up 3 times a month because I drive this many miles to school or to work and back. And I can trust myself to, you know, you're never going to overfill your tank, right? You're not going to, you could say, oh, I want to buy groceries on this card. Well, you can go crazy on groceries, right? It's easy to rack up a big bill on groceries, but nobody wants to put more gas in their tank than they need to, right? Nobody's going to go out and go crazy on the gas tank, which, and you really can't, right? Because it'll start overflowing and then you'll catch fire and then you won't even have a life anymore. So use a credit card to fill your gas tank and pay it off on time every month. That'll help you establish some credit. That's just one way to do it. But consumer credit cards, things like, a apparel company, furniture company, credit card, you know what? Forget that stuff. Okay. I know that 20% off sounds good, but you know what? It's a hard inquiry, which is we don't want too many of those. And it's an excuse to buy consumer goods and things that you don't really need, right? So pay cash for that stuff. All right, so you have those accounts, establishing credit, your credit card use we talked about, under 30%, your payment history, making sure that that's all good, and checking out those derogatory marks to see if you have any there. Let's go back to payment history now. If you have any derogatory reports in your payment history, meaning you've been late, you want to go and narrow down who those creditors are. Okay, maybe it's your Banana Republic credit card and this happened back in 2015. Well, guess what? Your next job is to call them. Call them and say, hey, I've been a good payer. Is there a chance, you know, I'm considering applying for a home loan, a car loan, or whatever. They don't need to know all the details, but just say, I'm considering applying for an important loan, and I'd like to see if maybe as a courtesy, you would remove that late payment since I've been good. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say yeah, okay? Especially if you've been great. If it was one little blip, then they can go back and remove that for you. If that particular person on the phone can't do it, okay, you just reason with them and say, hey, if there's somebody in your office that might have that authority to do that, then I'd like to speak with them. Be nice, be kind, and just say, hey, you know, just honestly, I really need to make sure my credit score is in good shape because I have something coming up. And I know I made this little blip a couple years ago, but it's not going to happen again, right? And mean it. So that's one way you can take care of those payment history things. Sometimes maybe they can help you, and you just have, it just takes time for those things to sort of cycle off of your credit, usually 7 years. But remember, the more good things are on your credit, you know, they start outweighing those bad things. Let's talk about derogatory marks for a second. I recently had an issue where I moved and I forgot to cancel with my electric company. Okay, so a couple of years ago, I moved, forgot to cancel with my electric company, and they ended up sending me a bill. And of course, they were sending it to the wrong address. And of course, who's going to forward me that new stuff? Nobody, right? For whatever reason, it didn't get forwarded to my new address, and I ended up in collections. Oh my gosh. Okay, so something I totally would have paid. It was like $60 for a month of electricity. I didn't cancel on time. This thing is now they follow me around. They have no idea where I live now. So they weren't able to get in contact with me. I didn't know they were trying. And of course, they tried to go in and ding my credit because that'll wake me up, right? So now I have to say, I'm well over 800 on a credit score at this point, and here's why. Okay, this derogatory mark tanked my credit score by 100 points until I resolved it. But guess what I did? I called them, said, hey, this was an error. I'm happy to settle over the phone right now. And I even actually settled it for less than they wanted. So there, when you, if you ever end up in collections, they're charging a collections fee. Guess what? You can negotiate that. Say, hey, I'm happy to pay this right now. And you want to say that right now, because guess what? If I hang up this phone, you might not get me back on the phone again. Because a lot of times with collections people, that's going to be the case. They're gonna hang up the phone and they're going to block the number, right? So you say, I'm on the phone right now with you. I'm the one who made the call to you guys. Let me take care of this right now. I know it's $65, but you know what? I only have 50 right now that I can give you, whether that's true or not. Okay, I only have 50 right now, but I'm happy to settle this before we get off the phone. I will give you my debit card, and we'll take care of it. And a lot of times they'll say no problem. So if you have a creditor coming after you via collections, you say, I'm going to settle it right now, but I need you to remove this from my credit report. Okay, I'm going to settle it right now, but I need you to remove this from my credit report. And like I said, most of the time, it's no big deal. They just want to get paid. They don't want to ding your credit because it makes them sleep better at night. Okay, they want to get paid. So if you have a derogatory mark, see what you can do to get rid of it. Okay, see what you can do to pay it and then have them remove it. It needs to be off your credit report altogether. Okay, so those are some quick little tips. All right, Credit Karma is going to help with that. If you need to go to Experian, because of course Credit Karma doesn't cover them, go there. If you want to pay for your credit score, you can do that, but you're going to get a pretty good idea of what your credit score would be if you just look at those different things. Like I said, credit card use, payment history, derogatory marks, your age of credit, total accounts, and hard inquiries. Now, I'm going to give you one more gigantic tip that is going to raise your credit score within a week or two if this is able to be pulled off. But first, I need to let you know this podcast is sponsored by two companies that are a good investment for your CORAL program. One, sightreadingfactory.com, the best software you will use with your choir, period. Okay, it's less money than going to Starbucks a couple days a month. Like, really, it's less money, and you'll be able to seriously transform your choir sight reading ability using sightreadingfactory.com. Type in the promo code NINJA, you'll get 10 free student accounts to use that pair with your teacher account, and there you can assign sight reading homework to your students, and then you can grade it very easily using your teacher dashboard. Okay, sightreadingfactory.com, promo code NINJA. It's, like I said, it's just go check it out. I'm not going to tell you anymore, just go check it out. And then secondly, mymusicfolders.com. I recently got a report from John and Robin Rose, a financial report saying that Choir Ninja listeners are beginning to go on mymusicfolders.com and use the promo code NINJA to check out. And they are very happy with what they're seeing. They're very happy to see that the Choir Ninja listener base, Choir Nation, is supporting mymusicfolders.com. It's a great company. It's owned by Americans. It is in Montana. Okay, these are the only people you're ever going to know from Montana, by the way. Okay, John and Robin Rose are into it. They are up to their eyebrows in music folders, and they also innovate every single day. They are working on something new and some type of innovation for the choral folder world. So, and believe me, there's innovation to be had. Okay, so much innovation that their competitors copy them. Their competitors, I mean, almost down to the word, okay? Like the name of the folder, okay? They were first, and they are the original. They are amazing. So mymusicfolders.com, promo code NINJA, and you will get the best possible price, which is the highest quantity price for whatever quantity you order. So it's going to be the steepest discount for your order using the promo code Ninja. If you don't use promo codes to buy large purchases like folders, then just tell them that you were a member of Choir Nation and you listen to the Choir Ninja podcast, and they will hook you up with that deal. Okay, so here's the last thing you need to know before we move on and let you go on with your day. This is the number one tip that will raise your credit score right now. Remember how I said credit card use? You need under 30% utilization of your credit. Okay, here's what you got to do. If you can't afford to make huge payments right now and take those things down, okay, those balances down, what you need to do is call all of your creditors, people that are extending credit to you, whether you have a balance with them or not. Okay, this is like your Visa card, your MasterCard, your Discover, your Banana Republic card. Okay, call all of those numbers on the back of your card. And what you're going to say to them is like, I would like to request a credit limit increase. And a lot of these cards actually have this automated into their phone system. Okay, I don't want you to spend any more money, but I want you to at least ask for an increase. And most of the time, you will get a yes. They're going to ask you, they're not going to do another hard inquiry. They're going to ask you about your current income, because truth of the matter is your current income probably has gone up since you applied for these cards, right? So you're really updating your current income with them. They're going to ask you your current income, and then they're going to give you a decision within like 2 minutes. And let's say that, remember I said you had $20,000 of credit earlier in my example, and you were using $10,000? Well, guess what? If you make 5 phone calls, and each of them increases your limit by $2,000, you have now gone, okay, from $20,000 of credit to $30,000 of credit, but you still only have $10,000 being utilized. So you just went from 50% utilization to 33 1/3% utilization, okay, within literally an hour. It probably is going to take you combined total to call your creditors an hour to ask for those increases. Worst thing they can do is say no, and there's really no harm in that. Don't use the additional credit, but just see if they will increase it, and you will get you'll reap the reward of a better credit score because your utilization percentage is going to go down drastically. So that's one quick thing you can do. Otherwise, anything that you see that's negative, call. Call your creditors, see what they can do to help you out. Okay. Again, the worst thing they can do is say no, and no one's going to penalize you for calling. So check out Credit Karma. Go to the show notes for this episode, which is choir.ninja/136 for episode 136. And there you go. If you have any questions, join us in the Choir Nation Facebook group. I know we steered this towards personal finance today, but this is something that we are so undertrained on as music educators that I think it's important to talk about. So hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we will catch you later on this week. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Choir Ninja Show. Bung, bung.